Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Ready? Go! ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'm trying to get Glenn Davis on the show. He just tweeted out, he just tweeted my story I did a couple of weeks ago on soccer, which was so uninformative. You can imagine that, right, Del?
He was pointing it out, probably. Like,
I mean, why would it be any different from the rest of the stuff you do?
He's like, look at the media trying to talk soccer.
But he's trying to pretty much point out, I guess he classifies you as maybe a more mainstream sports person and your opinion of the team and talking to Greg Berhalter, the manager, because the U.S. is in town tonight to play Chile at BBVA. They lost one of their promising young players, Weston McKinney. He's going to be out for a little bit. They sent him back to Germany to rehab. He not a great injury, so that's unfortunate. We won't be able to see him tonight. But Greg Berhalter's 3-0 as the manager. Last game was a fluky goal, but they won, so he's trying to go to 4-0. Against the South American champions tonight.
Friendly,
yes.
Chile.
You say Chile. A lot of Chile. People say Chile.
All right. Without Google, without Chile. Wikipedia.
Chile. No, it's Chile.
What is Chile most known for? I don't need it. Like, I just want to know off
lima
the top.
Lima beans.
Lima beans?
No, I don't know.
Chile.
What is Chile most known
Chile.
For?
Chile. Like, give me some quick facts about Chile. Other than soccer-related stuff. Who knows? Chilean sea bass?
Well, yeah, okay. That's one.
One?
Hotties?
Well, that's the default. Any Latin country is going to have hotties.
Well, but... Yeah, I mean, but they're hotties. Patatties, yeah.
But they're not even the top three when you think of...
Brazil.
Argentina.
Yeah.
Colombia.
Yarentina.
I think Colombianas? It's
Yarentina. No, it's not.
Colombianas?
Colombia.
Yeah, they're not
more than Chileanas.
Well, I mean, there is no Chilean category on the sites, John.
Not there's, your sites.
Not on your sites.
There's a Colombian one.
I go super deep.
I'm not on the sites. I don't know.
So I said the sites.
So the site has they have Brazilian though.
Brazilian, Colombian, you can Argentinian. You don't just type in, hey, I want to find a Chilean woman. It rarely comes up. It's rarely a subject. Our topic.
They stole the Texas flag. That's one.
They were a country after Texas?
Probably.
I feel like you made that up.
Their flag looks just like the Texas flag.
They stole the Texas flag?
They stole it.
I don't know.
They jocked our style.
No, I don't know if you know this, but red, white, and blue is a pretty common theme on flags around the world. It's the most common theme.
They gained their independence. Yeah. Recognized in 1844, They gained their independence from Spain in 1810.
And when did the flag get created?
Let me see. I'll have to research that. That's not one that I know off the top of my head.
But they're here tonight to face our guys.
Yeah, so we'll get Glenn Davis on. I'm seeing if he can do 8:15. He can go at 8:15, so we'll call him. You guys number?
Yes.
Okay. We'll call Glenn at the in the next segment and talk some soccer right here on ESPN 97.5.
Did you just tweet Glenn, or you just want Glenn on just to talk about your article?
Yeah. No, I want Glenn on to talk about the game.
Get them clicks.
Glenn tweets John's article. You know what? You know what we're going to do? Glenn, just talk about my article.
No, we're not just talking about my article. We're actually talking about the game. But I don't want to talk about Mac Khalil right now.
Yeah.
Did you see what Rivers McCown sent out?
What did he
say? And oh, by the way, he's going to do another. He's going to join us on Friday morning right here on ESPN 97.5. 9 o'clock when you'll be here.
Yeah, like
on
Rivers.
Friday. We'll be out at Prime Social every week now on Friday.
I know we're out there for Monday.
Yeah, we're there on April 1st. We're not there this Friday. It starts the next Friday.
Yeah, because we're going to be out there on Monday.
We're there next Monday, April 1st, and then April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, April 5th.
Oh, we're not there this Friday?
This Friday, we're not.
No, I guess that's been moved to Monday.
Yeah, because it's April 1st. April Fool's Day. They wanted us there for April Fool's Day. They wanted to bring the fools out.
Well, they've got a big, right up until then. Okay. I didn't know that. I thought we started this Friday with the every week. Anyway, we're going to be out there every week starting next Friday, apparently. So I would have been like Lance. I'd have gone there. Hey, where is everybody?
Hey, guys.
That would have been a Lance. That would have been. Hey, guys.
John would have just stayed and played poker.
Yep. You're pretty much dead on that.
He wouldn't have come to work.
You're pretty much dead on that. But he put out there, Rivers McCown did, he's got a 7-1, he's going to be on, and he sent me his number. He's got a 713 number. McCown is from here?
Yeah, he's a Houston guy. He used to be on with us on 1560 a lot.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that.
He's a great dude.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know that. So that's cool. And he's like, hey, Texans, you can't start Matt Khalil. By the way, when he's healthy, which is rare, he's not very good. He was the fourth overall pick by the Minnesota Vikings. Went on to the Panthers, and here's some tape of him. And you be the judge yourself. The question is Matt Khalil, even as poorly as he has played, is he not going to be better than Julion Davenport?
What does the tape show?
Well, what is the tape showing on Julion Davenport?
Rivers is going to take a closer look.
Yeah, he is. But he also broke down Bradley Roby, which was.
Were you comforted by that?
No. Now you can find bad tape of everybody.
Yeah.
You absolutely can.
But how much bad tape is there of Bradley Roby? Was Rivers like really searching, or did he go, there's too much?
Well, let's just turn on the tape.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one. I think you can do that anytime. And I think that's what a lot of players, get pissed about. Hey, I don't know if you've ever played a game. The other guy is pretty good on the other side too.
But is McKhalil just losing, or is he just getting destroyed?
Because
you can lose and your quarterback can make a play, but if you're getting destroyed and you're not giving your quarterback a shot,
it looks like his point being that his fundamentals are very poor. The width on his stance. How he gets people can get under his pads, all kinds of stuff that appeared to be really, really poor. And you can see, and it really, really is concerning. Very concerning. If I'm Deshaun, I'm going, really? That's the guy? 812 ESPN 97.5. Glenn Davis is going to join us on the other side right here. We'll talk more about Mac a little later in the show. But right now, we're going to talk some soccer with Glenn Davis. Don't you go anywhere.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John Raheel and Dell being joined right now by Glenn Davis, who's so excited about this friendly tonight. He's already at the stadium. Good Lord, Glenn, you got there early. You worried about parking?
Guys, I just want to make sure my seat's available. I'm checking out every blade of grass on the field so Christian Pulisic has a wonderful surface to play on here.
So already pretty good under the new coach. 3-0 now, right? And what do you think about the way that they're – what about – do we already see a style developing in this U.S. team?
Well, listen, you had Greg on your show, and I know you were struck by some of the things that he said to you and how he presented himself. I think this is a slight shift for the U.S. national team to being challenged to become a little bit more of a cerebral team in the future by a cerebral manager. I mean, it's pretty early to pass a lot of judgment. I don't think there's any question. But look, this is a significant game tonight for him to assess players because the Gold Cup's right around the corner. And, you know, we're hosting Gold Cup here in Houston. So, you know, I'm interested to see some of the opportunity that others get tonight.
Got Glenn Davis with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Glenn Davis Sock, S-O-C. I like that, you know, Berhalter is moving guys around, seeing what he has. Right now is a perfect opportunity to see where he can play guys, where they can make the most of it. What are some of the things to watch tonight with some of the moves that he's going to make with guys moving around on the pitch?
Yeah, they're definitely going to be changes tonight. You don't bring guys all the way back from Europe to have them sit on the bench for two games. So I think you'll see guys like Matt Miazga get a game. He's already come out and said that Ethan Horvath is going to play in goal, which I think a lot of U.S. fans have heard a lot about, have not really seen play that much. So I think you're going to see some changes. I think you might see a Christian Roldan in midfield as well. So, you know, look, a lot of this is performance and being prepared and ready for the opportunity as a soccer player. And you have a chance tonight to make an impression upon a manager that has given opportunity to people and is looking for guys that are going to rank and file, be a part of changing U.S. soccer for the better here in the future.
So after Greg Berhalter was in studio with us, Lance got on Twitter and somebody said, boy, Lance, you asked a question that you're not supposed to talk about. And it's no-no to talk about style of play with the coach. And yeah. and he was like, why? I wasn't trying to start any controversy or something. What's going on? What has been going on with the U.S. team that this is something that is a no-no, Glenn?
Well, I think in the past, a lot of people that want to ask questions about how the game's played and tactically and what's the purpose of play, which is what everybody in the media does with the Texans, the Rockets, and the Astros, right? I think in the world of soccer in our country, we're a little oversensitive to that, and I think that has to change for the betterment of the sport. In the past, you know, even Bruce Arena, when he was the manager, well, it's not about systems and tactics and yada, yada, yada. Well, I completely disagree. It is, and this is what people like to talk about. So you had Greg Berhalter in studio. You heard him talking about his team. You heard him being transparent. You know, he came out ahead of this game against Ecuador and already gave us a wonderful nugget by talking about this sort of hybrid role that Tyler Adams was going to play as a right back. So, you know, we got to get over that. We got to stop being so sensitive in this country to stuff like that. And we got to understand we're in the entertainment business. And you may be an old school coach, but if you're an old school coach and you think it's just about coaching now in the modern world of soccer, you're kidding yourselves. And you're going to have a hard time holding on to a job.
Glenn, in years past when the U.S. had a more established roster, this particular type of Gold Cup, the one where it doesn't, doesn't pertain to the Confederations Cup and lead up to the World Cup, would be one where we saw younger players. Well, the entire crew, at least what we think will be the crew, is based on young players. So how will we approach, or how will Greg Berhalter approach this Gold Cup? Will it simply be a tryout? Will he field the best team possible? How will this Gold Cup be different from the one maybe 2 years from now?
Yeah, tryout, no. Gold Cup is measuring progress, whether you've had a lot of time with a team or not. That's just the facts. I don't think any question. People are going to expect the United States, as always, along with Mexico, to be the favorites in the Gold Cup based on history, based on resources, and based on domination of that tournament. So the good news is the healthy pressure gets ratcheted up. There are expectations to win the Gold Cup, especially when it's played in your country. So tryout, you know, that's eliminated, and it needs to be eliminated. And anybody who's thinking like that, you know, that's off base. this is the first meaningful competitive competition that he'll get, and he's going to be expected to get results.
And well, let's talk about what can change under Berhalter and how good this team can. How long is it going to take? Is it going to be when the World Cup is here, Glenn? Or are we going to have to wait, or can we see marked improvement by the next World Cup?
Yeah, I think you. Oh, I think you have to see marked improvement. He wasn't hired to keep it status quo, right? He's hired to elevate the program, move the program forward, define a little bit more of a playing purpose and style of play, which we've talked about. I think his openness to talk about the team and the cerebral side of it and his style of play, which he's talking about, which is going to be possession-oriented and you know, is based on a lot of angles and team shape and all these other wonderful things that we love to talk about. But no, we're expected to see advancements here. And I think with a team that has a number of young guys starting and playing regularly in Europe, I think as they grow in experience, so will the U.S. national team.
You got June 18th is the first match in the Gold Cup. The draws are going to be announced here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, U.S., you know, we got games right here in Houston, actually. I mean, Honduras will play here at BBVA Compass Stadium, and then we have a quarterfinal. We have a quarterfinal at Energy, which, you know, who knows? That could be Mexico. That could be the U.S. Who knows what it will be? But, you know, that coupled with Real Madrid coming here this summer, there's a lot of exciting things going on in the world of soccer here.
Yep. Yeah, but Ronaldo's not there anymore, so who cares?
He would never be there.
He wouldn't come in the summer. Anyways,
he would come here in the summer to Houston.
He wouldn't play.
You guys knocked out a record-setting interview with Greg Berhalter on for, I think, was that three segments or was that four? That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because over here, well, soccer matters.
That's right. Soccer does matter.
Because
I don't know if you know.
We are the soccer station in Houston.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah. Learn I don't know you. If you know it, but soccer matters. Have you talked to Chris Kennedy, about our chances at the World Cup? What's going on?
I have not. It's been kind of silent. I'd like to hear a little bit more. I want to see that the Rockets, Astros, and the Texans are all behind the U.S. bid. I want to hear something from corporations getting behind this. But, you know, I think he's got a job where Chris has got to constantly be trying to grab media attention and keeping that out in front of the public's eyes, because that's a big part of it. I hear a lot of people say that, well, we have to sell out the stadium tonight in order to get the World Cup in 2026. I agree and disagree on that. Listen, if a World Cup's held here in Houston and we get games, there are going to be people from all over the world coming here. Selling tickets and putting people in seats is not going to be a problem.
How is NRG as a soccer stadium? What do they think of it?
Yeah, I think people like it. I mean, I think the biggest thing for me there is sometimes they've had problems putting a grass surface in there. That, you know, that will get figured out, and I don't think there's any question that won't be a problem. But I think people, all the teams that have ever come here that I've heard have talked pretty highly of Energy, and, you know, obviously, as we know, it's a pretty amazing stadium.
Yeah. Before we let you go, we asked this question to each other. What is Chile most known for you?
Well, Chile is in a transitional phase. They were the champions of South America twice.
No,
remember,
not soccer. Yeah, come on, go ahead.
No,
not soccer related.
Not soccer.
No, we're done with soccer.
What do we know about Chile?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the country of Chile.
Yeah.
Great wine, the Andes, incredible oceans. One of the great visits in South America, if you ever get there. But Chilean wine is very underrated, you guys.
Are the women hot there?
There's lots of beautiful women in South America.
See? But they're not top three, are they?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, you tell us.
You should know that.
That's all based on one's own judgment. The Chileans I have known, and I've played with one of them on a pro team, wonderful people.
Just a wonderful people.
Tell us if you disagree. Here's our top three. Brazil, okay. Argentina, and then Colombia.
Okay.
It's a good ranking, right?
Well, and the other thing is they're all great soccer playing nations. So we know the passion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
you notice when those World Cup games are held, where the cameramen are going. Sometimes they're not on the field.
Cameramen love shots of women.
Right, they love it.
Glenn, appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Hey,
have fun tonight.
We're looking forward to it. Is it how close to where are we on a sellout tonight?
I think it's going to fall between 15,000 to 17,000. That's my guess.
It'll be 15 to.
I don't think it's not going to sell out.
It's not going to sell out.
That means there are tickets available. So come down here and see international soccer tonight. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, it should sell out. Let's go.
Come on.
Oh, and by the way, it's a gorgeous night. This field, I'm standing on the field. The groundskeeper here at BBVA Compass Stadium has done an amazing job with this field. This thing is going to look incredible on national TV tonight.
Well, let's go. Get on out. I got a dinner tonight. I can't go, but I would.
Come on,
would
Granato.
John, I got to cancel your dinner.
I've been grooming you for years.
I know, but I got a dinner. A client dinner tonight.
It's all right. Take the client to the game. Show him international soccer. That's not something you get to experience every day.
No, not at all.
And you know what, Del? I've been grooming John because if I ever drop, he's got to take over the Soccer Matters show.
That would be the day.
Do you know how simple the show would be if I was okay?
Hey, you kicked that ball really well. How'd that go for you?
How's that? I look like you kick it good.
Yeah. Why are those guys always rolling around crying like little bitches? Hey, John, you can't ask that question.
Hey, how about get up? Stop being a puss.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way. You wanted to try to bring me in on the Berhalter interview, and I'm going, no. You guys got it. You guys killed that interview. It was a tremendous job by you and Lance.
Yeah,
and
he couldn't wait to get out of here. We were like, one more segment. He was like, yeah, God.
Thank God, again?
Again?
Nah, he was good. Yeah. He was good. He understood the importance of it.
Yeah. That's Glenn Davis, at Glenn Davis, SOC. Great follow. And Glenn Davis on Soccer Matters right here. On ESPN 97.5. Hey, as always, we appreciate it. Have fun tonight.
Guys, you are the best. Thank you very much.
You're the best.
Look how excited he is. He's already on the field. He's making sure every blade of grass is right.
Glenn Davis is the best.
He is. He's a great guy.
He's a great ambassador for that.
He really is. He's the best. I mean, does anybody promote soccer like this dude?
Not in this town, from what I know.
No.
No chance.
All right, 713-780-3776. Time to be a champion. You know what? You be a champion and go to 1560energy.com. You save money. You have more money in your pocket when you go to 1560energy.com. If you haven't done this, now it's going to start to get warm, okay? Your contract is up. Don't renew it. Don't. If they say, hey, we want you. No. Switch over. Save money. All right, it's not hard. It literally takes 5 to 10 minutes to get it done. All right, it literally takes 5 to 10 minutes, and you're saving what could be thousands and thousands of dollars. I have saved tens of thousands of dollars since I went over. I mean, when the first month that you get your bill, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is ridiculous how much lower it is. It happened to me. It happens to my buddies. It happens to everyone. It's unbelievable. So go to 1560energy.com and start saving. 1560energy.com.
16-year-old. Huh. They took it to 10. I got calls. Calling. A yard check was phone.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We didn't talk about it much because it really didn't affect us, but there's a horrible story coming out of Georgia Tech. Last week, Brandon Adams, the defensive tackle, collapsed on campus and died. And it's just so horrible to lose a teammate, a son, one of your players as a coach. It's just terrible.
And just, I believe, that week, the local paper did a story on him, like he's about to have a breakout season, and like this is the, you know, watch out for this, it's going to be great, and it's just a tragedy, man. We didn't find nothing come out yet about what happened.
No, not yet,
man.
It's a bad story, and it gets worse.
Oh,
it just so happened as this happened, a four-star cornerback committed to Georgia Tech within a day of Adam's death. And after they got this commitment, assistant head coach Brent Key tweeted this: Georgia Tech has always and will continue to attract great men. Today we lost a great man and gained another great man. Even in the dark days, the future is bright.
Yo. Come on. How old is this coach?
He's an assistant head coach.
What's his name again?
Brent Key.
Brent Key.
Wasn't that Saban's old offensive line coach and he dipped to Georgia Tech? I think he was with Saban last year.
He's 40 years old.
He's old.
You've got to have some common sense by 40.
More ridiculous tweet? Okay, that or the Florida State Martin Luther King?
Well,
okay, the Florida State Martin Luther King one was just...
And they had him doing the tomahawk
chop. That was pretty funny, okay?
He had the Florida State glove on. He's doing the tomahawk.
That one was just dumb.
This one, the kid just died. A kid you're supposed to care about and know. What are you doing?
This is just best. Like...
I think the recruit would understand if maybe you... Maybe you waited a day before you... Because you can't even officially announce that the guy committed because there's still rules against that. So he couldn't even name the kid by name. I think the kid would have understood.
Yeah.
It's not a great day for that.
Dude.
No, but we lost one, but we get another.
But that's the great thing about football is you lose one, you gain another one.
That's the great thing about football. These guys are replaceable. What?
What?
What are you doing?
Dude, come on, coach. You're a 40-year-old man. Like that one, the social media, Florida State social media, okay, maybe it had to get approved by somebody above because you're like,
tone deaf but harmless.
Yeah.
This is just stupid.
I will tell you, working in social media before as a professional, you could get away with a lot because people are just like, whatever, it's social media, right? You can just post a picture. It's not a big deal. That one, it's not as crazy. This one is just tone deaf. It's no awareness. It's stupid.
So well, let me ask you this, because I'm on Team Jamel. You know that, right?
Yeah, you're woke.
I'm woke. Jamel Hill tweeted out yesterday. Do you have the UC Irvine coach? No. The sound
of him apologizing?
No, of him saying what he said at the press conference. Oh, you don't have the sound. Well, we've got the story here. But I heard the sound last night. Their coach, Russell Turner, UC Irvine's coach, they were playing Oregon. And their best player is Lewis King, Oregon freshman Lewis King. Well, one of their best players is Lewis King. And here's what he said, UC Irvine head coach Russell Turner, said in the postgame press conference, "I was saying double team Queen, trying to see if I could irritate him, and I did. I kept talking to my team about what we wanted to do. We called him Queen because I knew it might irritate him because of how important he is to their team. Queen of Chess. It was a play on his name. King, it bothered him. But he came back and finished the game really strong. He had a thing or two to say to me during the game. I wanted to let him know what I've done was out of respect." Now... First of all, you're the head coach. I'm not sure that you should be. I don't know. But man, oh man, the comments on Jamel Hill's, I mean, there's a lot of people that are woke. There were also a lot of people that, okay, nothing to see here. Really? I mean, she was outraged at this coach. Some people are outraged that, are you trying to call him a queen? Is this homophobic? Is this, Are you denigrating women?
He's a hack and a ripoff artist because Shaq was doing this to the Kings in the late 90s. He calls
them the Sacramento Queens.
It's out of respect, Queen.
And when Shaq did it, that was clearly respectful.
Yeah. It was respectful because the Queen in chess actually has power. The King is actually impotent in chess.
Yeah, he's simply a target.
That's
king.
All.
Doop, 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 doop. I'm the King just waiting to get knocked down. And the Queen's like, yeah. Watch I'm about this. To go do something.
I can go anywhere.
And I'm about to wreck.
That's right.
And also, it's out of respect because what just won the Academy Award for Best Actor? Queen Rami Malek. Out of respect. Queen.
Seems like a stretch, what you're doing there.
Well, it seems like this whole thing is a stretch. First of all, you're the head coach. Stop calling an opposing player Queen.
Come on. That's the worst trash talk ever, by the way.
And it wasn't done out of respect. You're trying to get under the kid's skin. And it is. It's really, honestly, how old are you?
Dude, if you're
is
the
this
kid.
Coach like 80?
No. He's probably mid-40s, 50 or
something. He's a hack comic.
Yeah, I told you. Shaq was doing this years ago. You stole Shaq's joke.
Yeah. And was Jamel, is Jamel anti-Shaq now?
No, Jamel was, I don't know. She's anti-hack comedy more than anything,
yeah,
probably.
She goes, hey, Gallagher, knock it off.
She's like, come on.
Look, I don't know. I'm not outraged by it. I don't even know how you could get outraged by something so dumb.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.